Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. I'm glad Marie's here. She's a great member of our Brain Trust Certified Life Coach, Etiquette and Social Interaction Expert, and all the ladies in my life always like it when Marie joins us because they're hoping she'll help me out with my etiquette deficiency. Marie Dubuque, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. You have no deficiency. You're my favorite.
Can I get a note from,
can
I get a note from you on that to take back
yes.
to my wife and my daughter? Hey, Marie, thanks again for hanging.
Jim is my favorite radio host. Yes, I'll write it down.
Thank you. There you go. I appreciate that. Hey, Marie, one of the things that over in my life whenever someone has acted weird around me or whenever someone has behaved in a way that sort of surprised me or disappointed me or whatever, I always, you know, my first thought was, boy, what have I done wrong? Did I do something to make them mad? Did I do something to disappoint them? What have I done? It's always my first thought. And then if I just can't figure out why they're behaving that way, after a number of years, I finally said, wait a minute, what if they're jealous?
Yep.
And once I started, I don't leap to that conclusion, but once I included that possibility in trying to figure something out, I didn't brand them as jealous. It just helped me to understand what might be wrong. What do you think?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head, Jim, because what happens is people always think, what's wrong with me? Why don't they like me? And what can I do to make them like me? And you can't. I think what happens, and this has happened to me time and time again, whenever I'm new in a job, I find that there's certain people that just because I'm new, they look at me like, oh, that's the new person, and I hope she doesn't come in with some new ideas, and they're mean and nasty, and I can't figure it out, and it makes me insecure. And then I realize, no, it's not me, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's half the battle. And then so what I tell people to do is, when they start criticizing you, just stand high, hold your head high, be proud of what you do, and smile and nod, and don't let them have their moment in the sun. Don't get them upset. Don't get upset because that's what they want. Just smile and nod, and then put the focus of attention on somebody else. They want to be the center of attention because they're insecure, they're jealous.
Right.
And if you're standing around the water cooler, take the center of attention away from them and put it on someone else. Say, oh, aren't you in accounting, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me with such and such? And then the other person is not in the limelight anymore, and she won't bother you anymore.
Well, and it's interesting that you use the female gender in that statement there. Is that telling, Marie?
Yes, I think a little bit. I don't know why.
No, I didn't say that, ladies. I didn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, and I think that, well, men, it happens with men. I know I've talked to men, and it does happen.
Jealousy
in
men comes out.
Yeah.
It comes out different in men than it
right.
does women, doesn't it?
Exactly. And there's more of a camaraderie, I find, with
it's
men.
Called chivalry.
It's called
chivalry.
Together.
It's
right, and they
chivalry.
Stick together. Don't you feel like there's a pack mentality with men? There's the good
well,
old boy thing, and that's bad in itself, but yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about it on the show before. There's a chivalry among men where if someone is better than we are, if someone has an edge over us or whatever, it's not. Now, I will say this. There's no question that men get jealous too. But and they get jealous of other men sometimes, but oftentimes the first reaction is a chivalrous one, which is basically the concept of respect.
Exactly, exactly. And with women, the claws come out because we have our emotions on our sleeves where men keep it hidden. So you know when the women are jealous, but like you said, with the men, it's quite different.
Yeah, and so You know, one thing I'd like to recommend is if someone is acting jealous towards you and you're sure you've done everything you can to determine that it wasn't anything you did, then the first thing to do is don't do anything different.
Exactly.
Don't change who you are. Stick with your guns. Stick to your principles. Stick to your values. Don't change. Don't change because that might even be the opposite of what you should do, let alone not the right thing to do. And if that doesn't work, and if it really matters, if it really does, if that other person really does matter to you, should you say something to them?
No,
You wouldn't walk up and say, Wanda, I've just sensed that you and maybe you and I aren't on the same track anymore. Is there something I've done? Can you do that?
Yes, that's great. That's great. Handle it that way, because that will rectify the situation without pointing at her and saying, you're jealous of me, I know it.
Right.
Because, yeah, yeah.
Which would be more fun, but you can't do that.
Yeah, right. You can't. And remember, when they feel like they've humiliated you or in some way upset you, that's control for them. That's power. You don't want to give that to them. So that's right. Why you have to not allow them to know that they've upset you.
There's another thing.
Your approach. Really,
there's another thing. I've seen this happen before. Sometimes people demonstrate jealous behavior, and they don't even realize they're doing it. And whenever I've said what I did a minute ago, Wanda, are we okay? What's going on? It's almost like it shook them a little bit, and they were a little embarrassed, and it was like they never said it, but I always felt like whenever I've seen that happen, I always felt like they said to themselves or subliminally maybe thought to themselves, I didn't really realize I was doing that, but I guess I was.
Right, and then you point it out, but in a subtle way. And then they watch their behavior. So they may not get rid of their jealous feelings, but they watch their behavior. So I like that.
And back to this part about doing, sticking to your guns, sticking to your principles, sticking to your values. Don't change yourself. Here's something to always remember. If someone else is jealous of you, that probably means you're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
It probably means you're doing
it.
Something really special, something excellent.
Right. Right, and you know what they end up doing, Jim? A lot of times they try to tell you how to do your job. So, that, again, it's a power thing, and you just nod and smile, and then go do your own thing.
Hey, Marie, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
Marie and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.